Hi, this is Alan Carrington. I'm from the University of Adelaide. It's Between the Buttons. It's another episode from Moodle Moot in Melbourne. With me is Phil Marriott. Phil Marriott's from our hometown in Adelaide. Philip, you're actually with NetSpot at the moment, but you come from the University of South Australia, is that right?
That's correct. So I've been a consultant with NetSpot for the past 12 months.
What did you do at the UniSA?
Lecturer in Information Management, School of Communication.
So you've been helping with the Moodleisation of UniSA, is that right?
Not at all, but I've been helping with the Moodleisation of a lot of other universities.
Okay. Yeah. But UniSA is adopting Moodle, is that right?
It is. It's actually going its own way. It's not involving NetSpot now. It did in the early stages, but it's going its own way.
Well, we're not really here to talk about that. What I really wanted to talk to you about was this subject of the scholarship of teaching. Have I got that right?
That's correct, yeah, scholarship.
Tell me about it. What did you talk about?
Okay, well, the whole idea started just from the simple premise that with Moodle, we know that we're onto a good thing. Okay,
That's a given.
That's a given. And there's a whole lot of people here who agree with me, but we need to measure it in some way.
Absolutely.
And it's very difficult, because if we go back and look at educational innovations over time, if you're trying to say, do they improve teaching and learning? Do they improve test scores? Do they improve achievement? Well, the evidence is not there. It's just too difficult to prove that. All right. Do they make people teach better? That's another thing that's very, very difficult to measure. All right. Because we don't have agreement on what good teaching is yet. We haven't sort of sorted that out. But what we do know a lot about is the scholarship of teaching, because we've had quite a lot of experience, and there's almost a scholarship of teaching industry out there, because it's all tied to promotion. So there's money associated with it. So if you go for promotion, one of the things you have to provide evidence of is your scholarship of teaching. And going back to...
Would you like to give us a definition of what that means? Or is that too hard?
There are short definitions and there are long definitions. I can give you a short one. Okay. So if good teaching facilitates, good learning, then the scholarship of teaching is basically making transparent that which facilitates good learning. So it's making transparent the process of good teaching. Right. And that's through a whole range of different activities, involving publication and, peer review and those sort of things. Yes. Things that we can actually measure.
Right. So how then do we change so that we can track what technology and the new pedagogies are doing? How do we track that?
Now, that's a good question, and I'm not up to that yet. So yeah. I've worked out that I think that I'll just go backwards a little bit in that the other major premise is that innovations over time that have attempted to marginalise a teacher or replace them have in fact failed. And if you look at things like educational television, educational film, learning laboratories, computer-aided instruction, they were all attempting to marginalise the teacher. Okay, enter Moodle. Okay, Moodle is something that allows teachers to create the sort of courses that they want to teach. So it's actually a technology.
Centralising the teacher.
Yeah, so puts the teacher back in the centre.
In the centre of stage.
That's right. And so that's a big tick. And because of that, there's a very good chance, I believe, that it will prevail. Right. Whereas other technologies which don't do that, eventually the teachers will sabotage.
Now, hang on, that's an interesting one. Go on.
Whether they do it knowingly, but they will subvert the process, because that is my argument. That,
okay, so where does this leave the learner? I mean, if we're putting the teacher back on centre stage, now let's not get the sage on the stage, guide on the side thing. Let's leave that alone. Well, let's talk about now we're student-centric. For years, we've been talking about student-centric learning. Now, what are you saying?
I'm saying we can keep doing that. Right. But we've got to bring the teacher back into it as well.
So. I agree. I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying. I might add, but what is this going to mean?
What is this going to mean? Now that's a It will mean that we'll be in a position if we can start to measure improvements in things such as the scholarship of teaching, then that gives us an idea that if we make certain interventions in Moodle, yes. and we find that the scholarship of teaching is increasing because of those interventions, then that can help guide us in what we do. I know that's a tricky bit.
That's a tricky bit. So, okay, this wasn't ever going to be an easy interview because it's such a critically important subject. Now, what could we do? Is there anything running around your head right now as to what we could do in Moodle to increase the scholarship of teaching? Okay. Anything. I mean, you talk about peer review with students, student peer review, but how do we build teacher peer review into a Moodle? Should we?
Okay. All right. I'm going to avoid that question. I'm going to come back one.
That's okay.
I would say that at the very least, we've got to let people once again have a big say in how they build their Moodles. So we certainly don't want to set up Moodles where everything is mandated. And so we want to let people once again create the sort of courses they want to teach. And then we want them to, you know, start to talk about this process that they've gone through and talk about it with other teachers.
Okay, so now we're talking about an implementation of e-learning technology systems, okay? So you're saying that somehow we've got to ensure that the teacher's central in the evaluation of the LMS, the implementation of the LMS, and the actual functioning of the LMS, right?
Yes. Within the constraints of what you can do in a mass deployment of a piece of software. I mean, I will admit there are limitations, but at least we can be open and upfront with those limitations, and we can involve the teachers in discussions. Moodle is already set up to do that. It's an incredibly flexible platform. Moodle 2 is going to be even more flexible. We just don't want to get us into a situation where we constrain things for people.
Right. What could we do to help the teachers get promotion through their use of Moodle? Now, these are not fair questions, but they're bouncing off my head as you speak.
Yeah, that's right. And these are things that I haven't sorted out yet.
Oh, so, that's a valid one. But at least you're thinking about them.
Yes, well, that's it. So my stage that I'm up to now is I want to develop an instrument, you know, based on right back to Boyer's ideas, yes. and so that we can start to measure the scholarship of teaching. Just get into that state there, and so that we can, and we can look at it over time, so we can look at a university that has Moodle in its first year, and we have a look at, you know, what's going on there, and most of it will be operational type questions.
It would be.
And then if we go into the second year, I would be suspecting that we'd be looking at more sort of pedagogical questions. You know, what are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with that? And you're going to see a change in the way that Moodle is being used. And then you're going to see also a change in the way that teachers are talking about Moodle and talking about their own teaching. So that's the sort of thing. And I need to develop an instrument, or we need to, or someone needs to develop an instrument so we can start to measure these things.
Sounds like we've got a book in there. At least. Yes. It could be a multiple thing. But that is really interesting because now, you know, there are bound to be people out there right now saying to themselves, you know, these guys are looking about the teacher and not the student. But what you're saying is right. I mean, teachers are only human. So what's in it for the teacher? And if the teacher is driven by student outcomes but is not recognised for it, we've got a real problem.
Hmm. Yes, that's right.
That wasn't necessarily a question, but I just it really needs... has anybody else been thinking about this sort of stuff?
Well, not that I've found out. That's not to say that there isn't other thought in it, but if there is, it's very sparse, you know, through the normal search mechanisms. I haven't uncovered anything. Yeah.
Have you ever had anybody talk to you about research modules or how to... That would be a very interesting one. We've been talking a lot about modules in Moodle, about what they can do and what they can't do. Do you know of anybody that's looked at a module or plugins or a research measurement tool to go tacked into the LMS?
No, I haven't.
That'd be an interesting one.
That's right, because, you know, traditionally, I would not that there's a lot of tradition here, but, you know, people are using Sakai basically for sort of research collaboration, right. And they've always looked to Moodle, you know, for the teaching function.
Yeah.
And maybe Moodle will start to sort of include some of the elements of Sakai in there as well. Yeah. Or maybe you'll just integrate with Sakai.
Yeah, or maybe there'll be some way in which a teacher can switch. I mean, okay, they talk about statistics. They talk about, you know, how many visits they've had, etc. But if we could work out ways to get robust research, you know, scientific research out of the progress inside the LMS, we're starting to get towards something that can measure scholarship of teaching. Is that right?
Yeah, it's on the track. I mean, there is certainly a lot of data collected in the daily functioning of a Moodle. By default, it collects, terabytes of data, in a big institution. And so there is a way, if you look at mining that data, as some people have been, you can spot certain trends, and it's so that's certainly a start.
Certainly a start. Wow, it's a big one. Okay, I've been talking with Philip Marriott from the University of South Australia about a really, really important and extremely adventurous subject on the scholarship of teaching. Philip, thanks for your time.
Yep. Thank you, Alan.